Welcome to the Repossible Podcast, episode 97. This is Bradley Charbonneau. I just finished recording two audiobooks today. Yes, they were short. But one of them was the Repossible book, the first book in the 11-book series. And I gotta say, as much as I've been really into video and theater and improv and stand-up and on stage and books, wow, do I love audio. So it's probably why I'm doing all these podcasts and I'm on episode 97 and I feel like, you know, maybe I'll start at 100. I had 97 weeks. Can you believe this? 97 weeks of goofing around. So what I'm going to do is, because I enjoyed so much, I'm going to drop in here my chapter. So there was 11 chapters in the Repossible book. The Repossible book is basically an introduction to the entire Repossible series, sort of an overview or an intro. And I'm going to put in chapter one from the Repossible chapter right in here in the podcast, and I'm going to let you hear that. And I got to say, you'll probably hear it in my voice, but I just enjoy reading aloud. I enjoy narrating. It's just, it like gives me energy. It gives me pleasure. It's fun. So here we go. From the Repossible, book one in the series. This is the chapter one called Repossible. Enjoy. Happy Repossible, happy week 97, happy Thursday, see you next week. Chapter 1. Repossible. Who will you be next? Quote, "The difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a man's determination." Unquote. Tommy Lasorda. Before 2012, I had come to the conclusion that the life I had dreamt of living just wouldn't happen. I was sad about it, but I thought, I guess that's just the way it is. Well, sad is a tiny little word. Let me start off this book real. I was depressed, without hope or energy, full of regret, anger, and yes, sadness. I had imagined my life as being something that I was so far from, I couldn't see it happening anytime soon, and probably not ever. I was doing work I hated in a city I no longer loved, and I was empty of desire and full of despair. You know those moments in the movies, usually accompanied by dramatic music, when lightning strikes or the guy hangs onto the cliff by his pinky toe and then miraculously saves himself and probably the rest of the planet and goes on to cure cancer and star in the remake of The Shawshank Redemption? Yeah, well, it didn't happen like that for me. For me, it was walking down Larkin Street in San Francisco on the way to a dumpy Burmese place when I came out of the closet to one of my closest friends and said I wanted to be a writer, but that I wasn't. I had given up. The stars aren't aligned. The universe must not really have my back. It's a conspiracy. I didn't yet know about the big verbs. I didn't know how to ask. I didn't dare decide to create. I wouldn't have known how to meditate if it sparked me in the face. The only thing I surrendered to was my sad fate. Play was for those kids on the swings, and the closest I got to elevate was in the elevator. Then I changed my habit. Just one. I say I did it, but I had help. John Muldoon coerced me into writing every single day. Not the book, but the concept of daily writing. The verbs came. The ideas blossomed. Repossible grew from a seed of nothing into a tree of something. I can barely remember that guy on Larkin Street, crying my tears of woe. But he got me here, so I thank him. But between that guy and the person I am today is what you have in your hands. What you have in your hands is Repossible. Possible. Impossible. Repossible. Oh, by the way, This is me reaching out my hand to you. Here we go. I'm ready.